Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Isaiah 1:17, yeah. Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack, your host and executive director of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Joining me today, all the way from Ghana, Africa, Pastor George Abedu. Pastor George is an Assemblies of God pastor and the national coordinator for Ghana Without Orphans. Welcome to the show, Pastor George.
Thank you very much, Sandra, and good morning to all our listeners.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Ghana Without Orphans is a member of an international Christian movement, World Without Orphans, networking to restore orphans to biological relatives or adoptive Christian families in Ghana. Pastor George, what led you to begin orphan ministry work?
Well, thank you very much, Sister Sandra. Well, Ghana Without Orphans started because I have a passion for the vulnerable and then the homeless and the fatherless. And so I run a ministry that is called Calvary Rescue Mission. We go to the villages to assist orphans and widows and the aged. Why? Because in our culture, in our setup here, all the youth, the young and young men and women, are all migrating from the villages, from the rural areas into the urban cities, and they are leaving their children and then their mothers back home. And so, you go to the villages, you only meet orphans, and the youth that you meet are those who are orphans, and then the old ladies and then the children, you know, in the villages. And so we took it upon ourselves to reach out to these people to give them hope and the word of God to do crusades, and then, but they were the focus. Now it comes to a time when my passion rise to the extent of having an orphanage, not orphanage as we the traditional orphanages that we have here in Ghana. I wanted to do something different. And so I look at a family setup. We are looking at orphans and widows and the elderly, the aged. And so why don't we bring these elderly and the widows together to stay as a family? And that is my vision. And so we wanted to build a home, which is called Village of Hope Africa, where we will bring widows and orphans together so that the orphans will have mothers who are the widows to take care of them, and then the elderly, you know, kind of family system. So looking for support and other ideas, I happened to attend a conference in Switzerland, in France, which was organized by the Transform World. And at the conference in Switzerland, I met the Orphan Challenge facilitators who happened to be World Without Orphans movement. They were facilitating, being led by Ruslan Malinka from Ukraine. Well, at the conference and at the workshop, my perception about what I intend helping the orphans and vulnerable in Ghana, in fact, the perception changed entirely. Even though it is very close to what I intend doing, I realized there was a need for orphans to get families instead of the orphanage is an institution, because the institution have not been helping them. Now, fortunately, in Ghana, the government of Ghana has closed down 112 orphanages in 4 years. And so it's like that is what the government is looking for, family days. And so the government has come up with the Care Reform Initiative, which is encouraging families to take care of orphans instead of the orphanages. And that was the vision World Without Orphans was also promoting. And I said, okay, then if that is the case, then I will come back to Ghana and champion this cause in Ghana, and not just in Ghana, but in Africa. And so by the grace of God, I came and I launched it here in Ghana in 2014. And this year, we also launched into West Africa, and so we have we have 13 countries in West Africa where I've been able to cast the vision. And so that is the beginning and genesis of Ghana Without Orphans. It came out of a passion to see orphans and vulnerable children in families. And by the grace of God, I had the privilege of making World Without Orphans, and now Ghana Without Orphans.
So you established Ghana Without Orphans with a vision to give all orphans and vulnerable children in Ghana a passport, so to speak, out of the orphan nation and into the joy of a Christian family in Ghana, in their birth country. Your mission is to inform, equip, and mobilize the church, government agencies, NGOs, corporate bodies, and individuals to fulfill this vision. So, Pastor George, how does Ghana Without Orphans inform the church in Ghana of this great need?
Well, thank you once again. It's a very a very big work that we are doing. It has not been easy, but in the first place, when I started, I shared with my general superintendent about the vision. And I was able, privileged to see some of the heads of churches to share the vision with them. And they all embrace it. Like I said, the government itself is advocating for such movements. But you see, the government doesn't have, in quote, control over the family. They don't have a direct relation with the family, but the church do. And so we said, okay, then why don't we sell the vision to the churches? And so I have to go to some of these church organizations. We have the Ghana Evangelism Committee, who we are partnering with. We have the Ghana Evangelical Missions Association, and then some of these associations around. And those are the people we share the vision with. Well, what really helped us to sell our vision is because I also organized an international pastors and ministers conference. It's a conference that goes on in New Jersey, where I attended their training, that is State International Training School, and I brought a conference down in Ghana. And thank God, last year when we launched the movement, Ghana Without Orphans, during the IPA meeting, we had 18 countries from Africa that attended the conference. And so we encouraged them to go with that vision. And this year we are launching the movement in West Africa. And so that is how we were able to get a lot of pastors and churches to hear about it. And then we also have the privilege of going on radio and TV, and, you know, it has not been easy. It's very expensive, but by the grace of God, we are moving on and we are selling the vision. And so the church community has really heard about what is happening. Now it is up to us to do the mobilization and to do the equipping with the training of our individual churches, you know, to help those who are going into it. And that is the level where we have reached so far.
So how do you equip the church to meet this need?
Yes, the equipment, we have, the first of all, the capacity building. We are doing training with the members. And so, for instance, this year, this month ending, we have one community where we've invited all the churches to bring their members, and then those who are already fostering and those who want to go into fostering, they are coming together to do the training. And now, on the website of worldwithoutorphans.org, as well as Christian Alliance for Orphans, these organizations are supported because they have some resources there that we encourage them, we print some of them, and we distribute, you know, some of these information to them. And so that is what we are doing so far. And the training is going to go on. In fact, we have planned to have this training in every other month. If only we can have funds to, you know, support it, we'll have training in all over the region. Now, like I'm saying, we are going to have the capacity training for all our regional directors. We have 10 regions in Ghana. We are going to have their training ending of this month, that is on the 30th. And so they will also go to their regions to do the training. And by so doing, the capacity training, in so doing, we will empower the churches, give them the information that they needed, and then the materials will also follow.
So what does mobilizing the church in Ghana look like? How are you able to do that?
Like I said earlier on, it has not been easy because we have two challenges to reach the churches. One is the system of government from every church. I mean, the church is different. There are some churches who are centralized in the sense that their government, their structure is that every information comes from the top and then it descends to everybody. If you are able to get that leadership, you know, then they will send information to all their branches in Ghana, and that one is very easy for us because we only hit one target and then it spread across. But there also, they are also having a challenge because for them to adopt such a thing, it must go to their council meeting to be approved, you know, kind of, you know, church politics. And then the other side is also those who are autonomous, we have to go to them individually, you know, to share the vision with them, for them to embrace. And that is a very difficult work to do because that one you have to go to them individually. And if there are about 1,000 churches in the community, it means you have to go to every church, you know, to meet them. And thank God, some of them are also in association. And so those who are in association, we are able to reach them through their association. And that is what we are doing so far by the grace of God.
Wow. I just want to remind our listeners that you are tuned in to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, or global orphan care like we're talking about today, visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. My guest, all the way from Ghana, Africa, is Assemblies of God Pastor George Abedu, the National Coordinator for Ghana Without Orphans, which is a ministry on a mission to inform, equip, and mobilize the church, government agencies, NGOs, and individuals to see the orphans of Ghana become sons and daughters in loving Christian homes within their own families and communities. You can find out more at their website, ghanawithoutorphans.org. Pastor George, on your website, there is something called the Foster Care Month Initiative. What is that, and what does foster care look like in Ghana? Is that a new thing there?
Well, no. In Ghana, foster care is part of our culture. In fact, that's our culture. Our culture is the kinship. I mean, kinship care. Where if somebody died, I mean, a relative, a brother, a sister takes care of the children. And so our history is said that before 1952, there were no orphanages in Ghana. And so that is what our name means. It means once upon a time, there was a Ghana without orphans.
Wow.
Because there were no orphanages. What happened is if a parent died, you know, the brother of that deceased person or the sister took care of the children, you know. And so that is our culture, the kinship care and then the foster care. We initiated this foster care month in the month of March in every year. We believe that the awareness must be created. Now, I said it's a cultural practice. And so people do it without, you know, concomitantly, they do it. But we want to streamline and we want to regularize it so that it will be appreciated. You know, because if something is very normal and familiar with you, at times, you know, you don't see the essence of it. But when the awareness is created, and so we thought of having the foster care month in the month of March, where we bring all the orphans in Ghana and then invite children from the churches and then the schools to come together to have the orphans do a walk or a march, you know, in town where they exhibit and display placards, you know, advocating for a family for every orphan, orphans no more, you know, with a placard to encourage foster parents. That is one aspect. And then after the march, the children will have fun with the orphans. So it's like the orphans also have, you know, that kind of family and friends playing together. We have also other activities. So it's the whole month of March. And then the last Sunday of March, which is the first Sunday, we organize all the local churches, organize the foster care, and encourage anyone who has been fostered, whether a child or an adult. If somebody fostered you, you show appreciation to that person on that day. And so the churches are also encouraged to appreciate foster parents in the local churches. And that is what foster care is all about. We have also the Orphan Sunday, which is in October. And so that is also another event that is to promote orphans. And so we have the foster care month in March, and we have the Orphan Sunday in Orphan Month in October.
And now also coming up in October, you shared with me about a peace walk that you're organizing.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Yes. Yes. Like I said, in October, we organized the Orphan Sunday initiative and to create awareness. And then the second Sunday in every month, in every November, in the month of November, is the Orphan Sunday. Now, this year, we are going to have our general election, that is the presidential and parliamentary election. Now, we all know what happens, especially in Africa, when it comes to elections. There's confusion, misunderstanding, and the killings. And what happens is that more orphans are created during such periods. And so we are organizing and mobilizing all the orphans in all our orphanages to have a peace march, for the orphans to advocate for peace and plead for the government and the political parties and our fathers that, look, we already have orphan challenges on our hands. Their plight, they will share their plight and their difficulties. And so they don't need more orphans in the country. And the only way we can preserve what we have to find families for them is to have a peaceful election when there is no confusion, so that the orphans, at least the small meal they are receiving every month in their orphanages, at least they can maintain it. And so the whole thing about the peace, Orphan Peace March in September, that is next month on the 17th, is orphans crying for peace in Ghana, so that there wouldn't be more orphans. Because in an orphanage where there are 300 children, if there is a war, The caretakers, I believe, will not send their children anywhere. They will leave them. You know, children, people who have children may run away trying to protect their children, take them away. But the orphans, when there is war, who takes care of the orphans? Nobody. And so they are coming to cry out. And so we've written to the president and the first lady, who is also very passionate about orphans. And then we've written to the social welfare, we've written to the political parties, that they should all come together. So these children will march and address them and let them know their plight and their cry. And these political parties and the government and all the security agencies will also assure the children and give them, you know, their word and their words, their promise, that they will see to it that there is no war, so that we will have more orphans in Ghana. And so that is what the Ghana Without Orphans Peace March and Children's Transfer is all about.
Let's talk a little bit more, Pastor George, about Orphan Sunday and what that looks like in Ghana, how it started, and how many churches are participating now.
Yes, Orphan Sunday, like I said, 2014, when I heard about the movement, I also heard, you know, about the Orphan Sunday. And so we were able to launch it in 2014, October. Now, in 2014, we had about 53 churches that celebrated the Orphan Sunday. And last year, 2015, by the grace of God, through the conferences we are doing and the advocacy, we had 157 churches that celebrated through Ghana Without Orphans. And hopefully this year we are expecting that, you know, it will be bigger and, you know, spread more than, we are expecting not less than 500 churches, you know, observing Orphan Sunday this year on the 13th of November, 2015.
I would love to see 500 churches observing Orphan Sunday in Ghana in 2016. So I'll be looking forward to that praise report.
Amen.
So, soon, and you mentioned this a little bit, you'll be launching West Africa Without Orphans. Can you tell us about that?
Right. Yes. Like I said earlier on, my passion and vision is not just for Ghana, but West Africa. West Africa, because, you know, Ghana is very peaceful. You know, it's on record. In the whole of West Africa, Ghana is the most peaceful country where you don't have, you know, this war. We've set the pace for, you know, political, the democracy, and then we have had peaceful elections for the past 15 years. So, you know, Ghana is known as a peaceful country. What happens is when there is confusion and war in La Côte d'Ivoire, which we share border with, they come to Ghana. When there's problem in Burkina Faso, they come to Ghana. When there's problem in Togo, they come to Ghana. And so Ghana has become, you know, the dumping place when there's confusion and war all over the place. And so it is not good for us to say we are peaceful people, and so the others should fight and come. And so we say, oh, let this vision go to the other countries in West Africa. And so I came and then I was able to recruit all these countries, 12 countries at the time, now 13 countries in West Africa. And then I organized what we call West Africa Without Orphans Collaborate Forum. And we thank God for Christian Alliance for Orphans, that is careful in the U.S., who sponsored the training. And so we had 12 countries that came together, about 26 national leaders. They came together, and then we had a World Without Orphans leadership, Lebo, and then David Hennessy from Atlanta, USA. They came to facilitate and teach and empower these 12 countries, and who went back, and they are all implementing, you know, the family-based care in their country. And so come September, during the International Pastors and Ministers Conference, September 27th to 30th, we are going to launch the Alliance for West Africa Without Orphans. And so we want to broaden it. By the grace of God, I was able to go to Sierra Leone just last month to launch the Sierra Leone Without Orphans. And we have all these countries, you know, coming out to inaugurate the movement. And we are pleading that, you know, we'll have ample support, you know, to be able to go to all these countries to share the vision. And so we are launching the Alliance for West Africa Without Orphans in September 28th.
Wonderful. As we wrap up here, Pastor George, what is on your heart that you want our listeners to know today?
Well, if there is one thing that is dearly on my heart to tell us orphans are concerned, is I want to see every orphan either adopted or reintegrated, most especially reintegrated to their biological family. And that is what God intended for children. I am not against international adoption, but on the other way around, I believe that if the international community and those who want to support and sponsor international adoption will rather look for these children's families, to reintegrate them into the family, and with all the money and expenses involved to do the adoption, to empower these families to take care of these children, I believe that would be the best practice. And that is my heart desire, that before an adoption is done internationally, let's try look for these families. Because in Ghana, we have a lot of children who are not really orphans. Their relatives are around, but the relatives cannot take care of them. And so the children end up in the orphanage. But if we can empower them, and so we are coming out with a corporate microfinancing to these families so that they can take care of their children, of their orphans, of their nieces and their uncles, instead of sending them to the orphanages and instead of, you know, international adoption. Because some of the children who have been adopted, they are taken out of Africa, they are taken out of Ghana, they send them to maybe Europe, they send them to the U.S., and it's like the children lost their identity. They cannot trace their family back anymore. I believe it is a good thing in disguise, but the best one is to take a person who wants to adopt a child from Africa or from Europe or from Asia to another continent. You rather look for how best to reintegrate the child to his biological family, and if possible, adopt in distance. That is spiritual adoption. Now, that's the call, that you want to adopt the child, but the child should stay with the family, uncles and aunties, whilst you take care of the child. I believe that is the best practice, than to take the child entirely to a different society and environment, and then the child's identity is lost, you know, forever. I think that there should be a way out. So my passion to the international community is let's find a way of reintegrating children to their families. And that is what Ghana Without Orphans is doing. And we need help from the government and other, you know, stakeholders for this to be materialized.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Pastor George, for all you are doing on behalf of the orphans and families in Ghana and in West Africa. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. It's a great privilege, and I bless you for the good work you're also doing. For we don't have the voice, but you have the voice. And so if you can carry our voice to other homes and other institutions, we say we are very grateful. And thank God for all our listeners, that God will surely bless them.
Oh, well, thank you. It is an honor. There are lots of exciting events coming up. We want our listeners, mark your calendars for Justice for Orphans annual 5K for Orphans on Saturday, October 15th. We're stepping off from Abounding Love Christian Fellowship in Ravenna, New York. And our annual Justice for Orphans conference will be on Saturday, October 22nd at Faith Baptist Church in Rexford. Our special guest speakers will be father-daughter team Ree and Sydney O'Leary of Feeding the Orphans, another ministry based in Ghana as well. Details for these events are on our website, justicefororphansny.org. And if you want to learn more about Pastor George's ministry, Ghana Without Orphans, you can find them on the internet as well, ghanawithoutorphans.org. And Orphan Sunday is just 2 months away on November 13th. 500 churches will be observing Orphan Sunday in Ghana. Will your church be one of the thousands that participates in Orphan Sunday here in the U.S.? How many New York churches will be sharing God's heart for the orphan this November? Get your church on the map, and for details and free resources, go to orphansunday.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.